It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 24th.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is fathom, spelled F-A-T-H-O-M. Fathom is a verb that means to make a searching, exploratory investigation, to probe. It can also mean to take soundings or to measure by a sounding line. It can also mean to penetrate and come to understand. Here's the word used by Richard Miranda, quoted in the Houston Agent magazine. When the coronavirus pandemic struck, we expected the real estate business to hit a brick wall and never fathomed the possibility of 2020 becoming a record year for the Houston market. The word fathom comes from the Old English word meaning outstretched arms. The noun fathom, which now commonly refers to a measure, especially of depth, of 6 feet, was originally used for the distance, fingertip to fingertip, created by stretching one's arms straight out from the sides of the body. In one of its earliest uses, the verb fathom was a synonym of our modern word embrace. To fathom someone was to clasp the person in your arms. By the 1600s, fathom had taken to the seas, as the verb was used to mean to measure by a sounding line. At the same time, the verb also developed senses synonymous with the words probe or investigate, and it is now frequently used to refer to the act of getting to the bottom of something, figuratively speaking. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.